there's a point where it's really affecting your emotions and your ability to focus in class. So we want to make sure that students know how to address that early so that they can have the best chance to be successful in their class.
So today we're going to speak to academic support specialist Maria Olivares, who's going to talk to us about the student success seminars offered through the Learning Commons and counseling services. So Maria, tell me about these student success workshops.
So we're collaborating with the counseling and accessibility services, and we're working together to create these workshops to help students succeed in college.
What is sort of the purpose of these workshops?
Well, it's to give students skills on how to be a college student. I think we're in the fall, so we're getting a lot of students. Making that transition from high school to college is really hard. I went through it myself.
Oh, I did too, yeah.
Yeah. I was a first-generation college student, so making that transition was really hard for me. And one of the things that made me successful was taking advantage of support services at the university. So that's why we're doing this, because it's targeting a lot of different areas that college students need to be successful in their classes. So I'm really excited about them.
What are some of the things that these seminars cover?
One of the most important one, I would say, is time management. I'm an academic support specialist, so I work with students that have been referred to me by their instructors because they have low test grades, they're missing class. And one of the things that 90% of the time, one of the things that they tell me is, or that we figure out together, is that they don't know where their time is going. A lot of our students here at ICC, they have a job. So they have other responsibilities other than school, like a job, a family. So time management is a really good one that we're offering. We're actually offering that one the most, because I think that's the one that if they're going to go to one, that's the one that they need to go.
What are some of the other things that y'all cover?
So we're also doing note-taking skills. So this one is one of those skills that you have to learn how to do. Depending on the quality of your notes, it's the quality of your studying. So it doesn't come natural. You actually have to learn how to organize your notes and, like, take good notes during class.
Because it's like a Rosetta Stone kind of for
yeah,
you know, finishing your class, I guess. And who teaches these courses?
We're getting together with Counseling and Accessibility Services Department. So some of them are going to be done by the Learning Lab staff, and some of them by the counselor.
So do you teach any of them?
Yes, I do.
Which one do you teach?
I'm doing study skills. So this one is more about just research-based strategies on how to plan out your studying. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good one. They should definitely come to that one.
So how often are y'all going to have these?
So they're ongoing pretty much every month and every week. We're doing every pretty much Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There's some sort of workshop going on, and it's either going to be at the Student Center or at the Learning Lab. We have flyers everywhere that has the location and what workshop it's going on. We also pick a time that it's like between classes, so it's easy for students to be in and out. So it'll be around 12:30 p.m. and 1 p.m.
I'm assuming these are free for all students?
Yes, okay. Yes. And yeah, these are completely free, and they're just meant to help students be better college students.
Where can they go to find out kind of the schedule and, you know, what's available and what's coming up?
So we are going to have a flyer every month because they're going to be ongoing. Like right now, our flyer for September is out, so they're going to be all over campus. So and also in the Learning Lab and the Counseling Center. The Student Center, too. So the flyer is everywhere. We're hoping to get the word out there.
Okay. And y'all do this every semester. I mean, like, this is not something y'all are starting. This is a tradition almost that we've had for years.
It used to be done before, but it wasn't as many workshops. So this is something new that we started in the summer that we were like, okay, we need more workshops. And we partner with counseling and accessibility services. So, yeah, it's like the first semester that we're doing so many because we really want to target all the skills for students to learn.
Do they have to register or anything, or can they just show up?
They can just show up. They can register, but we don't have the QR code yet in the flyer for September, but we're hoping to do that for October. Mm. But yeah, they can just walk in and come in and take advantage of the workshop.
So are there any new ones that y'all are offering now that you haven't offered in the past? Or is there any kind of new subjects that y'all are trying to tackle with some of these seminars?
So one that is a really good one is the plagiarism workshop. Like a lot of the students, they don't know that some of the things that they might be doing in their essays is plagiarism. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a really good workshop to just come in and learn, like, what is a proper way to cite sources and things like that. And it'll keep them from trouble because the consequences of plagiarism are extensive. So yes. You don't want to be doing that.
I'm assuming y'all are going to touch on ChatGPT and OpenAI.
Yeah.
I've talked to a lot of instructors and they've brought that up, that it's kind of something that they're already encountering with their student work, and that they're trying to stay ahead and so forth. So, okay, and not all these are necessarily related to like student study skills and testing or, you know, doing their best in class. I mean, some of it's kind of like for their lives that they might see improvement.
We're actually having another one that is stress management. I think that's the other piece that's really important for students, especially for those first year in college. They get really stressed, and you have to learn how to deal with that stress. I mean, some stress might be good because it makes you work harder, but then there's a point where it's really affecting your emotions and your ability to focus in class. So we want to make sure that students know how to address that early so that they can have the best chance to be successful in their class.
So you were saying that when you were a student that you had kind of taken advantage of some of these services. So what in particular helped you when you were kind of in school?
I think for me, like, because I'm doing the study skills workshop, and for me that was the biggest thing, because I didn't know. To me, in high school, it came easy to study, but as you can think, in high school, everything is a little slower. The pace is slower, and so it's a little easier. But in college, it's like really fast. Like everything goes very fast. There's a lot of material that needs to be covered. So I think for me, like, I just went to workshops about study skills, like how do I study? What is the best way? So I think that's the one that's going to be the most helpful to students.
Well, thank you for coming to talk to me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening. To read about these stories and more, visit alvincollege.edu/news.